We are back in the kitchen at the Red Door Grill with chef and partner Debbie Gold. We're going to make the third of our three signature flatbreads that you will find at the Red Door Grill. All right, the third one, you know, these flatbreads, there is something for everyone, and this one is Southwest. So let's talk about how you put this one together.
Well, this one was fun mixing the flavors.
Okay.
What I did is, you know, everybody wants sort of a sauce on their pizzas. Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to do is stick with the Southwestern flair. Mm-hmm. So I took tomatillos, which look like little green tomatoes. They're actually not tomatoes, but they do, and they're very acidic. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I made a tomatillo salsa, basically. Mm-hmm. So I like to roast my... my tomatillos.
But it just brings out such a rich flavor when you roast vegetables.
Yes.
I was heaven.
Yes. So a little salt, pepper, olive oil, roasted till it's nice. And I'm okay with some char. So if it's dark, for
delicious.
Me, the darker, the better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then that gets mixed with a little bit of onion, a little bit of garlic, and some cilantro. And then I just put that in a blender and make a salsa out of it. And that's done.
And so I've tasted tomatillo sauce that where the tomatillos were not roasted, and I will tell you, it did not have the depth of flavor that this one does. You just
can't get it.
Okay.
I like it much better this way.
I thought it was wonderful. So here we have the tomatillo sauce. Now, what else are we putting on this flatbread?
So then we put a little bit of the aged cheddar cheese that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then before it goes in the oven, I have a pulled chicken. It's a chicken that I cook in my rotisserie.
Mm-hmm.
We pull the chicken. And then we tossed it with some chipotle powder. So that goes on as well.
All right. So this little guy was not brushed with the garlic olive oil, but instead the tomatillo?
No, you busted it.
I forgot to stop.
No, they're all brushed with the garlic
they're
oil
They're all
first.
Brushed. Okay. All
because
right.
Because that, from the beginning, they get brushed with the olive oil, the garlic olive oil.
Okay.
Then the salsa.
And what I loved is when they came out, they had a little... additional brushing around the crust, but can't get enough garlic olive oil.
Not okay. for me anyway.
So here's the garlic olive oil, and then the tomatillo sauce, and then the fontina. And again, even distribution of all the ingredients on the flatbread,
right.
there was
really
something
important.
Fun in every bite. And then the chicken went on that. And okay, here was a wonderful tip for getting, you know, we all struggle with or sometimes struggle with, we've prepped our pizza or our flatbread. Now, how do you get that in one piece in the shape that it is in from the prep station into the oven? How did you tell us
well,
your secret?
First off, you have to be careful that one, it's not too soft. As you said, kitchens get warm, so I have to be careful that my dough doesn't get too warm or get sticky.
Right.
So, not too much, but a nice dusting of flour first on your prep table when you're making it.
Mm-hmm.
So then what we did is we took what's called the pizza peel, which looks like a flat shovel, I guess. It's kind of a good description.
Mm-hmm.
And they get sprinkled with a little bit of cornmeal. And what the cornmeal does, I think we were talking about it earlier. It's
ball
like
bearings.
Little rollers.
Yep.
So you sprinkle it directly onto the peel, and then you can, and it's almost like pulling the tablecloth off a table with all the silverware or the plateware on it.
Yep.
You have that little knack, and you get the flatbread to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you put it in the oven, it's sort of, you know, the same thing. And the cornmeal helps it kind of roll right off without sticking.
Yeah. So all that magic. All right. So all three of these guys have cooked in the oven. They're gorgeous with beautiful color. They're coming out of the oven, and now we're going to plate them. So let's talk about how you do that.
Well, simply, you know, obviously we cut them into pieces. The chipotle chicken with the tomatillo had some fresh cilantro on it.
Again, a fresh garnish.
Right. And then the artichoke had the chimichurri. So they get garnished. And then we've got these beautiful wood boards at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they go directly on that. And then that's how they get served, right on those boards.
Which it was, and the way you cut them, and this is, you know, this is a part of not just the presentation, but access to your diners, is you cut them in such a way that nothing's going to be falling over. Well, you know, the, they're good-sized pieces that are sort of square and well-balanced for the diner.
Well, it's also, you know, it's enough if you wanted to have it yourself, but a majority of the people tend to share.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, another reason why you want to evenly distribute all your ingredients.
Yep.
And it's a nice presentation the way it sits well in the middle of the table while you may have a cocktail or something to go with it.
All right. So then we went to the bar and to pair. And frequently, you know, our dishes are paired with wine, but you've just taken the beer and pizza concept and just put it up several notches. So what did you choose to pair with these flat? And it, I will tell you, it worked with all three flatbreads.
Well, I went with a very simple Boulevard Pilsner.
Again, local. So
very
many
local.
Of your ingredients are locally sourced.
Well, and they do a beautiful
Pilsner. Thank you for that.
Yeah, they do a beautiful Pilsner. So I decided to go with the Pilsner because it was very versatile to go with the different flavors mm-hmm. of the different flatbreads we did that day. It could take the spiciness of the chipotle from the chicken and the tomatillo.
Yes.
And it blended really well with that, as well as it blended really well with the salmon. It wasn't
did.
Too strong of a beer not to to undercut the simpleness of the and the delicate flavor of the salmon.
You know, it didn't overpower, but it had some chutzpah or whatever you want to say. I think the other piece was that it had the carbonation really refreshed
right.
your mouth.
The hop, the combination of the hop and the carbonation is almost like a palate cleanser. So
it
you
did.
Could drink it and still go from one pizza to the next.
And you know who else thought so was our celebrity taster. Now, really, a unique taster for us on In the Kitchen. We call him the Renaissance Man. We're talking about Bon Juing Lee. What a combination of talent and interest. He is an attorney at law. He's a food writer, a cookbook author, and a photographer.
And a food lover.
And a food lover. So, Debbie, thank you again. Much luck and great success with your new endeavor. Please visit us in thekitchenwithbonnie.com to see the show in high definition and download the recipes. Also, click on the Contact Us button to email us your thoughts and suggestions. Thank you for joining us in the kitchen at the Red Door Grill with James Beard Award-winning chef Debbie Gold.